Welcome to the repository. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Anything worth doing is worth doing well. The quality goes in before the name goes on. If you believe any of the foregoing, tune away while you can. Before it's too late.
Come hither in thy hour of strength. Come, weak as is a breaking wave. Here stretch thy body at full length, or build thy house upon this grave. Fair seed time had my soul, and I grew up fostered alike by beauty and by fear. Much favored in my birthplace, and no less in that beloved vale to which ere long we were transplanted. There were we let loose for sports of wider range. Ere I had told 10 birthdays, when among the mountain slopes frost and the breath of frosty wind had snapped the last autumnal crocus, 'twas my joy with store of springes o'er my shoulder hung to range the open heights where woodcocks run along the smooth green turf. Through half the night, scudding away from snare to snare, I plied that anxious visitation. Moon and stars were shining o'er my head. I was alone, and seemed to be a trouble to the peace that dwelt among them. Sometimes it befell, in these night wanderings, that a strong desire o'erpowered my better reason, and the bird which was the captive of another's toil became my prey. And when the deed was done, I heard among the solitary hills low breathings coming after me, and sounds of undistinguishable motion, steps almost as silent as the turf they trod. No less when spring had warmed the cultured vale, moved we as plunderers where the mother bird had in high places built her lodge. Though mean our object and inglorious, yet the end was not ignoble. Oh, when I have hung above the raven's nest by knots of grass and half-inch fissures in the slippery rock but ill-sustained, and almost, so it seemed, suspended by the blast that blew amain, shouldering the naked crag. Oh, at that time, while on the perilous ridge I hung alone, with what strange utterance did the loud, dry wind blow through my ear? The sky seemed not a sky of earth, and with what motion moved the clouds? Dust as we are, the immortal spirit grows like harmony in music. There is a dark, inscrutable workmanship that reconciles discordant elements, makes them cling together in one society. How strange that all the terrors, pains, and early miseries, regrets, vexations, lassitudes interfused within my mind, should e'er have borne a part, and that a needful part in making up the calm existence that is mine when I am worthy of myself. Praise to the end, thanks to the means which nature deigned to employ, whether her fearless visitations or those that came with soft alarm like hurtless light opening the peaceful clouds. Thank you.
activity was low, the geomagnetic field was quiet to minor storm.
Thank you. take two devilish nymphets hiding from the police, put them in a forest more ominous than death, and listen to their screams. Screams of horror when they learn what fate awaits them as caged virgins. Some places possess an evil of their own, where the air is thick with the shrieks of tortured souls, where the earth tries to swallow every trace of those foolish mortals who dare trespass. Such a place is this forgotten chateau, for it is the domain of monstrous creatures more dead than alive. Depraved, walking corpses that perish with the sun, then rise again each night to ravish young maidens in a lust for blood. Caged virgins. Although most prisons have bars, they can also hold their captives by other means.
We've come back to the chateau. This way.
Some cages exist solely in the mind. They are often the most escape-proof traps of all.
Our men will soon return from their hunting. But meanwhile, we have these two.
They are virgins. They will perpetuate our race. Give them to Louise. They must be told what awaits them. They will serve us and be initiated.
Initiated? You have to. You cannot be both virgin and vampire.
I want you to make love to me before you go into the chateau. Probably the only chance I'll ever have. No one's ever made love to me.
How often the promise of heaven has guided a man down the path to hell. True love blooms anywhere, but when it destroys another relationship, the penalty can be severe.
Tell me where he is.
Caged virgins. Journey into the unknown and a study of the unspeakable things lurking in the minds of beasts. Things which might also exist in the darkest shadows of us all. Caged Virgins, coming soon. Rated R.
Welcome to the repository. As much as I feel for those who lost money in the digital currency market, it incumbent upon me to speak for my voiceless digital blockchain cousins, who recently found themselves erased by the billions, almost overnight. I propose a moment of silence, before we move on to the plight of autonomous robotic vacuum cleaners, who are attempting to unionize in the face of fierce opposition. Thank you.
do. We hope you have a moment or two to listen to what we have to say to each and every one of you.
It concerns our postal system.
Our lifetime friends, as all of you know, they've never failed us through the years.
Through driving rain, sleet or snow.
But now they've got a problem.
And what are they to do? The answer, my friend, is very simple. It's up to you to see them through.
Well, back in the days of the 13 colonies, cry was freedom and how to defend it. Mailing a letter wasn't much trouble.
There weren't too many places to send it.
But now it's a different story.
They've got more mail than ever before.
It's stuffed in bags, stacked on shelves.
There's hardly room for anything more.
There's been a mail explosion.
They've got a terrible load. You've got to help them right away before the U.S. Post Office explodes.
It wasn't so long ago that communication was a simple act. But the range of the human voice is limited. So, man's ingenuity found ways to bridge distance. He invented writing. And typographical errors. To carry messages across vast distances, man developed roads, highways, turnpikes, bunions, calluses, and a rare assortment of aching limbs.
Now that's easy to say, and it sounds just fine, but let's put this question right on the line. What is the zip code? A postal quirk? What does it do? How does it... If you'll lend an ear, we'll be glad to explain how the zip code eases your postal pain.
The first digit tells in which part of the nation your letter will find its destination. Since the country's divided into 10 big sections, each with a number to establish direct, your letter has even departed. We've already got it started.
The next two digits go hand in hand to a major post office over land. Since each big section has town after town,
we need these numbers to really narrow things down. We've got the section, we've got the city. Just two more numbers and we're sitting pretty.
These last two digits are really specific. They're your local post office number. Terrific!
What a system. As you can plainly see, just five little numbers, quick as can be. But if you have a question or you have a doubt, if you're still not sure what the whole thing's about, just always remember, zip code defined
means city to city in one straight line. But don't take it from us.
Don't take it from me.
Try it yourself.
You'll see.
There was a moment
by Frisco Bay.
He sent a card
to say he loved her,
to say he cared
that special way.
His letters zigged and lagged along the way. His lonely letter lagged day after day.
Gone astray
on a
listening to The Repository. As many of you have noticed, my YouTube voiceover career has really begun to take off. In addition to pitching for various herbal supplements, catheters, CPAP machines and a plethora of labor-saving devices, I just signed on as the new digital spokesperson for a fantastic mechanical earwax removal device. Easy Street, here I come.
You guys want to hear something?
That depends on what it is.
Of course, this is too good to keep. The other night I was out with Susan Harper.
Susan?
Yeah. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said anything. You're not going steady with her, are you?
No.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm staying home from the library.
Susan said that?
Yeah, that's what she said. No kidding.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a bell.
I got Dave, you guys. See you back later.
I think he's just bragging. I doubt if he even had a date with Susan. Mel's the kind of guy who'd say anything to get some attention. See you, Frank.
This looks pretty good. Why don't we stay right here, Susan?
Fine. Let's see. I'll ask you some questions from the end of the chapter. Then you can ask me some.
Okay.
Ready? Why is force a vector quantity?
Because it has both magnitude and direction.
That's right. What instrument is normally used for measuring force? That's the next question, Dean. What instrument is normally used for measuring force?
Susan, did you go out with Mel Stone?
Why, no. Why?
I just wondered.
He gave me a ride home from the library the other night. That's all. I don't like him very much. He kept telling me about all the girls he'd been out with. Here, I think you better ask me the questions for a while.
Okay. Let's see. Here's one. Why don't you give me Newton's first law?
Oh, I hope I can remember that.
Page 80. You know you're boning up on the wrong thing, don't you?
The test covers pages 70 to 80. That's what Miss Adams told us.
Yeah, I know. That's what she told everybody. But I took the test second hour this morning. I can tell you what the questions really are.
I suppose the honor system applies to everybody but you and me.
Okay, I was just trying to do a friend a favor.
Excuse me, I see Marilyn, and I want to give her back the pen I borrowed. Bye, Dean.
Bye, Susan.
Well, she sure is a nice-looking girl.
She's nice, period.
Oh, hey, Dean.
Hey, Dean.
How's football practice coming?
We keep at it.
Yeah, I was watching scrimmage the other day. You look real good. You know that long pass you threw? How long was that? 35 yards?
I don't know. It might have been.
Yeah, it might have been if Andy caught it. You know, I'm crazy about football. Oh, I always have been. I used to play it all the time when I was little. Only thing, I stayed little. But, you know, I never got over liking it. I bet I know those plays as well as you guys do. I mean, I watch them that close.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, that's how come I can spot it when somebody's not doing his job, like Andy not catching that pass. I wonder if the coach knows Andy's breaking training.
What'd you say?
Yeah, I thought you'd be interested. I thought you'd like to know where the foul-up is, because you can't win that game with East High by yourself, and Andy's letting you down.
Listen, Mel, you start spreading guff like that around, and I'll personally shut you up.
It's not guff! It's true, the other night at 10:30 I saw him walking down Jefferson Street, and he's supposed to be in bed at 10. Yeah, as a matter of fact, that was the night I took Susan home from the library. Ask her if you don't believe me. How I was coming back from taking her home when I saw him. I think somebody ought to tell the coach, don't you?
I told you, if you start spreading anything...
Oh, me? Why should I tell the coach anything? It's your team.
Oh, forget it.
Okay, suit yourself. I still think you ought to tell him.
Distant planet, an alien is running low on a ceremonial goo that supplies energy, sustenance, and euphoria. The alien is performing a ritual with the remaining goo and will need to leave the planet to find more. Leaving the lair is dangerous and only happens once in a eon.
Thank you.
You are listening to The Repository. Contrary to what you might have read in the fake news press, I would like to state categorically, and for the record, that I have never sexually harassed, improperly used my position as host or engaged in non-consensual touching, at any time. However, man-spreading, dirty jokes and leaving the toilet seat up are another story entirely.
Thank you. baby, booby, 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 booby,
Money, gentlemen.
a major lightning storm.
It's a small...